am Maddie.
And I'm Michaela, and welcome to Gayo Girls,
the K-pop podcast for all your K-pop needs. Let's get into it. BTS, you have some competition now.
Those are fighting words, Maddie.
They're fighting words, but I stand by those fighting words.
Alrighty, so this week's episode is all about the band VIX. It wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah, no, literally up until 3 days ago, it was supposed to be about Icon. But guess what? We found these boys.
This is a story, alright? Alright, so here's what happened. It's late at my dorm. I'm bored. I call Maddie. I'm like, hey, let's talk about my feelings. We don't do that because screw feelings. But
what, feelings who?
But I was still wanting to talk to her. And so I was scrolling up and down YouTube or whatever. And we were talking about, yeah, I know my carpet's dirty.
No, I wanted to play with it.
Oh, I guess, you know, go off. All right.
So the conversation obviously wound up being about K-pop. And we were talking about different K-pop bands and, like, different groups, girl groups, boy groups. Groups. Go ahead.
Oh, and so... I'm just scrolling through YouTube, and I'm like, you know, I've always wanted to, like, check out VIX, because I've heard of them, and I knew that everyone was like, they're concept kings, and I'm like, good for them.
And I said, VIX who?
And so I was just like, you know what, I looked them up, and I was like, oh, I know this song. And so it was like, Shangri-La, I hope I'm saying that correct, if not, you know, it'd be like that sometimes, but I was like, I know that song. But I haven't actually, like, really, you know, listened to the song. So I was like, you know what, look up that song with me and let's listen to it. And we did.
Oh. Oh.
And we have feelings.
We have so many feelings on this. So many good, good feelings.
And so, as soon as that music video ended, we just went through a hole. We just tripped and fell into a hole, basically. It went from that to scientists, and then from scientists to chained up, and then live performances, and then looking up individual member solo things, and then looking up Instagrams, and then forming biases, and then breaking biases, and then forming them again.
And then I said, Michaela, question. And she said, yes. And I said, can we do them? Can we do VIX now? And she said, absolutely. And so that's what we're doing today, and that's why we're doing it today. So thank you, Michaela, for not wanting to talk about your feelings.
You're welcome, kiddos. But with that context, let me just explain. So we were supposed to do Icon, right? We will still probably do Icon in the future. But because we were supposed to do Icon, we did research on Icon for a week, because there's a reason why these episodes come out bi-weekly. It's because we try to do a whole lot of research, so that way we know quite a bit. We won't be experts, because there's just no way to be experts in 2 weeks, but we'll know quite a bit, so that way we're not just, like, talking out of our ass, and we'll actually know, like, what to tell you, and we're confident in what we're saying. That's not going to be this episode.
No,
at least
it's not.
At least not on my end. Because this gal had 2 tests that she had to study for, and she had to read Othello. So,
and this gal has nothing to do on a daily basis. So this gal said, why not?
So we basically researched VIX in 3 days.
3 days.
Some of us
including
did better.
Today.
Yeah, some of us did better than others.
Guilty.
Maddie did better than me. So this whole episode is probably going to be Maddie-led based, which I am completely fine with.
Finally. I finally know something, guys.
So it's going to be consisting of me asking her some questions, us going through our initial impressions of VIX, just general chit-chat about the band, and then, of course, we'll have our game at the end, like we always do, but that'll be a surprise.
Yeah.
And, Maddie's just gonna help me, you know, feed my obsession. So this is a reverse BTS.
Yes! It is a reverse BTS. Wow, I never knew.
So, let's get started, shall we?
Yeah.
Woo. So, little side note before we start. We just spent 2 minutes trying to figure out how to pronounce someone's name. And we're probably still not going to be able to pronounce it right, because Korean's hard.
Korean's hard. Well, it's not necessarily... Well, yes. Korean's hard, but it's mainly, like, the pronunciation, because dialects and accents, like, really play into it. So that's why us Americans sound, like, really stupid when we pronounce, like, Asian names, or just names in general that aren't American. Half of it is because Americans are stupid, and they just don't care. But the other half is because our dialects are completely different. So, yeah. Bear with us, please.
Yeah. So, besides that, first impressions!
First impressions!
All right,
go,
so,
Michaela.
Great. My first impressions of VIX. So, the very first music video that I watched was Shangri-La, right? So, that's what I'm basing my first impressions off of. So, first, we have Leo. My first impression of Leo was anime boy. Because I'm reading off of my notes, by the way, like I do. And that's literally it. It was just anime boy. And as soon
as
I saw...
How many exclamation points?
One. But as soon as I saw him, I was like, that's my bias. Just because you look like an anime boy.
I do remember that. That was while we were on the phone.
So I was just like, yes, that's mine. But then Robbie came on screen. And it wasn't his face that did it for me. It was his voice. And my exact words are, homeboy can, like, get it. We're gonna repeat the cycle, ladies and gents, of Michaela just really, really liking the rappers and groups. So, Robbie is my battling with Leo on in terms of being my first bias. So we got that. Let's see. N is my little dancing queen. He's not a small boy. But he's a small boy in my heart. That's all that matters.
Yeah, no, they're all very, very tall boys.
Hongbin is Prince Charming. He's wholesome. I love him. I love him a lot. I feel like he might be my bias wrecker from, like, all the unhelpful guides that I've seen.
Yeah, he's a sweetie.
Then we have Hook, that was the name that we were trying to figure out how to pronounce. I'm going to pronounce it 30 different ways throughout the course of this episode, but I'm going to pronounce it right at least once. Yep. So, I wrote down, if Jimin and Taehyung had a baby.
There we go.
I don't, it's, he looks, hear me out.
Certain angles,
he looks like Jimin in the face. And then at certain times, when he's singing or doing anything, he sounds like Taehyung. So it's just like this, you look like you are a mixture of those two, I think. I mean, not really, but technically, yes. And then Ken, sweet baby Ken. I literally have nothing. But to make this better, when I was doing my first impressions of BTS, right, I had nothing for Jungkook either. And Jungkook is my bias record, but I just wrote down, I thought, nothing. It was the same thing for Suga. I was just like, they're there, I guess, I think, I don't know. They didn't jump out at me. But eventually he will. Eventually they'll all be my children. But yeah, those are my first impressions.
Those are your first impressions? Okay, I never have notes for first impressions. I kind of just, like, I don't really have first impressions. Like, everybody has first impressions, but I don't really, like, get first impressions a lot of the times. Like, you gotta do something in order for me to be like, all right, I remember you. So, that music video, how do you pronounce it?
Shangri-La?
Shangri-La? Okay. That was my first one. Two, because that's the one Michaela told me to watch, so I was watching it, and immediately, I was like, oh, there's a sweet baby boy with purple hair. Who's that purple-haired boy? I love that purple-haired boy. And so, they were singing, and they were doing all this stuff, they were going through the song, and I'm like, where purple-haired boy be? Like, where he at? Because he was in the background dancing and stuff, so I could, like, I couldn't see his face, because, like,
it's a very dark
lighting. Yeah, it's very dark lighting. So I couldn't see his face. All I could tell was the purple hair. And I really liked that color of hair. And so I was like, that's so cool. Who's this sweet baby boy? Because he looked like a sweet baby boy in the background. And then he came up. And he was not a sweet baby boy.
That was
he
a man.
Was a, yes, he was a whole man. He was a whole man. I'm going to give you one of my quotes from just that first thing, and that is fans, the traditional fans, are God's gift to women. They looked so wonderful just doing the fan stuff. Like, I love them. Ravi, my boy. That was who that was. That was purple-haired sweet baby boy. That is not a sweet baby boy. And him with the fan, and he was, like, in the traditional wear, and he started rapping. I was like, he the rapper? Boy. So that was my first bias, I guess, because I was like, I love him. I don't know anybody else, but I love him. I had dancing. Like, whenever he danced, I was like, what a prince. Like, every single time he'd go, I'd be like, yes, king, work it. Yes, king. Because his dancing is, like, some of the best dancing I've ever seen. Like, I put him up there with some of the BTS members. Like, he's so amazing. Like, he's so good, and he's, like, hypnotic almost whenever I watch him. And I didn't have any others. like everybody else. Oh, as soon as I saw Hongbin for the first time, immediate reaction was, oh my gosh, Jin? Because it's not that he looked like Jin, because he doesn't. But his presence and his vibe gave off a presence. Yeah, it gave off a very, like, Jin vibe, because he seemed like a prince, too. And I was like, oh my gosh, Prince, Jin, you're the Jin of this group. I know you are. And he is. And whenever I found out that he was friends with Jin, I was like, makes sense. Makes complete and utter sense. As far as Leo, let's see. Leo, Ken, and Hyuk. I didn't have anything on Hyuk. I didn't have anything on Ken. And I don't think I had anything on Leo either. I thought he looked, visually pleasing, Leo. I thought, because he has such a unique look about him, but it's, like, pretty. They're all pretty.
Question.
Yes. Question.
Are we sure Hongbin and Jin are the friends?
Are we I was pretty sure.
Because I looked up Ken and Jin, and I'm getting just article on article.
No! Ken and Jin. My notes are wrong! Okay, guys, I'm so sorry. I resign.
No, because I will say there are a few articles about Hongbin and Jin being friends too. So maybe
they're all, like, three friends.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I watched a unhelpful guide. Watch unhelpful guides on YouTube.
Unless they're actually unhelpful.
Unless they're, but they're usually not. They're usually helpful and very entertaining. But the one that I watched, it said that Hongbin was the one that was friends with Jin, and I was like, ah, makes sense. So, I guess Ken is also friends with Jin, which is awesome.
They're all pretty.
They're also pretty.
Pretty people.
So, pretty those people. Were my first impressions. Yeah.
Alright, so now that our first impressions are done, we're gonna do something very fun. Because I can't tell these boys apart. Like, I can, and every time that I think I have them nailed down, they move, or they change their hair, or they do something, and I get them confused. But, like, here's the thing, right? I can tell N, I can tell Leo, and I can tell Ravi apart. And sometimes I can point out who Ken is. But Huck and Hongbin hate me, because I can never nail down who they are. So, since Maddie is much better at me than me when it comes to telling them apart, we're gonna come up with a little way to help me remember them. And so what we do a lot, since we're nerdy theater kids,
yes,
is we cast ourselves and our friends as the things that we like. So we've cast our friends as My Hero Academia characters, we've cast ourselves as other anime characters, and we've cast the one that I take the most pride in mm-hmm. is our BTS casting. Because it is the most accurate casting we have done in a while.
Really?
So, we're gonna go through the members, and Maddie's gonna tell me a little bit about them, and I'm gonna look at their K-pop profiles as she does that, and we're gonna go through, and we're gonna cast the members, so that way, I can remember who they are, and then hopefully, eventually, I will be able to point each one out when they're all together and be like, that one is that one, and that one is that one. It took me a while with BTS. But the advantage that VIX has is that they're one member short of BTS, so BTS, get on VIX's level. Uh-huh. So, let's start. Who do you wanna start with first?
I have them kind of in order, okay. So I guess in, or within first. Okay, so a few of the things that I have, because I don't have a lot of notes. It's mm-hmm. just a little bit of stuff that I think is, like, important to, like, who they are, as far as, like, them and the band goes. So in is lead dancer. He's the leader and he's the mom. Like he is the literal mom of the group. He helps them out with everything. He always wakes them up in the morning. He can be a bit violent too at times though. Like he's like a mom, but he's like a fed up mom sometimes. He's like, bitch, you better not. So he will beat them to a pulp if all else fails. So he's not like a sweet, I mean, he is a sweet, nice mom, but he's also like a, what you just say to me, mom?
He's a Cancer.
He's a Cancer? That makes sense.
And he's the eldest, I think.
Pretty sure. He's the oldest.
Who's the mom friend of our group?
That's difficult, because are we counting Gwen?
I'd count Gwen. We need to hang out with her more. Yeah. But I'd count Gwen.
I don't think... I don't know.
I need to tell Gwen about this podcast. Whoops. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. They're fine with it. All of our friends crave validation and attention, so they're fine with us putting their names on our podcast and throwing it out into the void.
Yeah, they're fine.
Nobody
else. It's fine. Because Gwen is definitely a mom friend. But if we're talking about, like, the group of friends that we hang out with the most right now, I don't know. Because all of us kind of just take care of each other.
Yeah.
Not one of us has, like, a distinctive, like, mom personality. So, he's a Cancer, though.
Which makes me think of Kelsey automatically.
Yeah, that makes me think of automatically makes me think of Kelsey. But
is he innocent enough to be Kelsey?
I don't think so. That's another thing. All of the sexiest parts of the songs, in gets him, and he's like, he's into it. He's like, wink.
And Kelsey,
I got you.
Is very much so. Hi, I'm Kelsey.
Hey, I'm Kelsey. What are we talking about again?
And we'll cry at sudden noises and then apologize.
I'm sorry. Oh, we love Kelsey. So, if we're basing it off of that, I'd give my vote to Gwen.
I would, too.
All right.
N is Gwen.
Gwen is in. N is Gwen. Anyways. Okay. So, Leo, is that the next one down?
Yes.
All right. So, Leo used to be a shy bean. He used to be so shy, and he couldn't take compliments. There was this one video that I saw where, Amber was giving him a compliment, and he, like, hid. He, like,
that's a mood.
He literally, like, turned, and he's like, no, just stop talking to me. And she's like, no, you're actually really great. You're, like, one of the best singers I've ever heard. And he's like, stop. Like, he literally turned around in his seat away from the cameras and just hid. Like, he was just sitting there. Aww. It was so cute.
Sweet baby. That's why he's my husband.
But now he's not shy anymore.
Oh, no, he's not shy.
Now he's not shy anymore. Now he's very just out in the open.
He's a Scorpio.
See?
That makes sense.
And he's done musicals. He's been in, like, stage performances. Mm-hmm. And he's really good at it. Mm-hmm. He's a good actor. I don't know if he's done anything like acting as far as, like, television or anything, but on stage, he's been in stage performances, and I watched a little bit of one of his stage performances, and it was very good.
Now I watch them. Interesting.
So he was shy, now he's not, and he does musicals.
His valuable belongings are the MP3 and the rosary his mother gave him. Very Britney-esque.
I know, right? And she's a Scorpio.
She is. Ambidextrous. I can pronounce things.
She was shy, and now she's not. But she doesn't do musicals. But that doesn't really matter, I guess.
He had a cameo role in a Korean drama.
Okay, see? So he was in a K-drama. Even if it was a cameo role, he was still in a K-drama, which means he's a king.
I kind of want to also base this on their ideal types.
Yes. What was N's ideal type?
Here's
one thing. As far as the ideal types go on the K profiles, they're so hilarious. Most of the time you can tell that they don't want to answer, but they kind of force them to answer. So they're just like somebody who cares, I guess.
No, because they're either super specific
or super vague.
And I feel like it's like, I'm going to make this super specific enough to where no one can technically fit into this. So no one really has, like, everyone feels bad, but technically no one feels bad. Namjoon's is just sexy everything. And I'm just like.
And also they wear the red sneakers. Yeah. The red Converse.
I'd rather choke than to wear those godforsaken Converse.
I love Converse.
I do. Like, okay, I love certain Converse. Like, certain Converse are nice, like the white and the black ones. But I'm not wearing red high tops.
I have those.
Like, the only way I would wear them with one outfit, and I don't even own the outfit, so it would be null and void to buy them.
That's also a true statement. I haven't worn them in years. So,
anyways.
What's Leo's?
Leo's is someone who he falls in love with at first sight, but not based on looks, just on the feeling.
Aww. What a sweet boy.
What a dweeb.
He's the one who said he would, if he was a girl, he'd date Ravi, right?
Let's see.
That was on something else. That was on a different, website. I think that was on Amino.
Leo knows Taekwondo.
Yes. Same.
I mean, kinda, sorta.
Same.
I mean, I haven't done it in forever, but.
I took karate for 2 weeks, and then I moved.
2 weeks?
Yes.
Oh, that's a mood. I did Taekwondo for a year,
and it wasn't even every day for 2 weeks. It was, like, twice a week for 2 weeks. So, like, I went to maybe 4 lessons, and then it was like, nah, bye.
I still have my belts. I don't know which one I got to.
I literally was just on the first one. Because, again, I went to 4 lessons, and
wait,
I didn't do
how
anything.
How long does it take you? This is not, I'm sorry, but how long does it take you to get belts?
I have no idea. Because I only have 4 things under my sleeve.
I don't know how.
I don't think.
It was only a year, because it was only in California City for a year.
I think you can get one a month.
That was probably.
Or maybe one, like, twice a month. I don't know. I think it depended, because I think you had to take a certain amount of classes, and then they had the test, like, at a certain time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd say at minimum, you could get, like, 3 a year, maybe.
I think I got 3. I don't know. Anyway, sidetracked. Leo.
Welcome to our Taekwondo podcast.
I didn't even know Taekwondo was a Korean martial arts until last year.
Oh my gosh.
I'm really dumb. Okay.
But, if we don't have anybody that fits him now, we can always come back and do the other ones.
All right, so.
Ken, is that your next one?
I'm pretty sure that is. Yes.
Ken? Okay, so Ken.
He's an Aries.
He does a lot of. Oh, dear. He does a lot. He songwrites a lot. He does a lot of OSTs for K dramas. Like, a lot. He's the. I don't know how to pronounce this, but you know the cutesy thing that they do? Yeah, he's that. He's very that. He yells a lot.
He was in a Hamlet musical?
No!
He was in Cinderella. Ah! He acted in a drama.
All of them are musical kings. All of them are acting kings.
I love them.
I love him so much. Hamlet. I have an unhealthy obsession with Hamlet where I have to play Hamlet at least once in my life because I got robbed of it. In my 12th grade English class.
I played Hamlet in English class.
Okay, but I didn't get robbed of
it. For literary.
It was just some.
We technically could have done a scene from Hamlet.
We could have done a scene from Hamlet.
But why would we do that?
No, we got 4th, so we're fine. He yells a lot. And by yells, I mean, like, he goes high, my friends. Like, he just yells just for the heck of it sometimes. And he's really funny when he's angry because he goes into this funny dialect. Whenever he's angry, and he just, like, starts talking and just yelling, and it's so funny.
He doesn't have an ideal type. He's open to anyone.
open for an... Is he also the same guy who doesn't have a favorite food? Or was that...
I think that was someone else. I think that was... Yeah, I think that was him. I think...
Because that would have been hilarious.
Hmm.
So, he's cute. He does the cute thing really well. He yells. He's funny when he's angry. And he does a... he's done a lot of OSTs for K-drama. Original soundtracks for... Those of you who don't know what that is.
Wow, why did you say it so condescendingly? Was that... Yeah, that was pretty condescending.
Because I'm condescending. I'm just kidding. I say that because I didn't know what that meant. And I'm supposed to know what that means.
If he was a girl, he wouldn't go out with any of the members.
Oh, he's the...
He doesn't like
raisins. He says he's up Good for job. Anything, but then he's like, all these guys... Nah. None of them. I'm up for anything except for these losers.
Best friends with Jin.
I guess he's the one that's best friends with Jin. Man, I...
They have a gaming crew?
Oh. My.
BAP's Young Jay revealed that he, Jin, someone else, and Ken are in a gaming crew.
Of course I'm in, called, I'm in a gaming crew.
Called the strongest idol.
Me! Wow.
Ew, they're all nerds. Gross. Namjoon, I hope he doesn't play video games, or else I gotta switch my casting role, because I don't know anything.
I thought he did with Jungkook.
Does he play video games?
I thought he did with Jungkook.
Why do men play video games?
Or maybe he doesn't. I play video games.
Yeah.
But not really.
That sucks too. They have a group chat? That's so cute!
Oh, we had a group chat.
We still have some.
Everybody
group chats.
Has group chats. Oh my gosh, so cute.
Shut up. But like, you know what I mean. Anyways.
Yeah, I know.
Who's Ken?
Do we have anybody that fits Ken? We are also allowed to nominate ourselves because we have to be in this group because we're the ones casting it.
Yeah. The acting stuff, like certain things lean towards you. Like, the only thing that really leans towards me is just the sign and the fact that he writes songs.
Yeah. I don't know. We can come back.
Okay.
Ravi, I think, is the next one. Yes. He's the next one on my thing. Okay, so Ravi, he does some solo stuff because he's a rapper. He is in, I forgot to say this with Leo, he's in a subunit with Leo called VixLR. He's friends with Shiny's Tay and EXO's Kai, whatever. and he has a dog, and he named him Butt.
That's a mood.
And those are the main things that I thought really defined him as a person. And he really loves his butt. He really loves his dog named Butt.
His ideal type is a pretty woman and a self-conscious woman.
I know. How is that? Am I pretty? I don't know.
That feels kind of controlling. Like, oh, she's pretty, but she doesn't know it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I mean, self-conscious? There we go. Already.
Let's see.
But how can I check off the other part of the list if I'm self-conscious?
His most valuable belonging is his lyrics notebook.
Aw, what a sweet boy with his lyrics notebook. Ugh.
Shut up. Some of us do that. Anyways.
Some of us have talent, and that's not me.
That's a lie.
I have talent, just not for that.
Let's see. Allergic to dust. Enjoys drinking... Wait, is this Jordan? Enjoys drinking coffee at night.
Oh my gosh, wait. Okay, wait. He does solo stuff. What
His
else?
Hobby is body training.
Oh, it has to
it's
be.
Jordan.
It's Jordan. I never thought Ravi, my first bias, would be Jordan. Y'all don't know who Jordan is, obviously, but we're going to have to bring... We're going to have to bring Jordan and Brett on this show at some point.
But Ravi has participated in writing and composing VIX's songs since their debut, and has been credited in every mini album and albums as either songwriter or composer.
We stan a king.
We love a songwriting king. I still feel like this is Jordan.
Yeah, I feel like that's Jordan. Bingo. Hongbin. Okay. Hongbin. He's friends with Jin, I think. I think he's friends with Jin. He's the visual. He's an actor, and he's cringy as hell.
You love a cringy king. Let's see.
Yes. Oh, also, going back to the, going back a little bit, Leo and Ken, they can hit those high notes, though. Like, they're vocalists. They're lead vocalists.
Hmm.
What else about Hongbin? The fact wow. that he may or may not be friends with Jin is, like, throwing me for a loop. Because I was so confident in that, I was like, guess what? But, that might be Ken. Well, it is Ken. But, you know, it's fine, whatever. Everybody makes mistakes.
He would take the girl he likes to an aquarium on a date.
Aw, gross. Not my type. What sign is he?
He's a Libra.
Oh.
If anyone should have reason to say, oh,
when my sister's a Libra. Think about it. She's a weirdo.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like I have more.
So is your Libra. He's a weirdo.
Let's not talk. Oh my god. He's everywhere. Like, he's like, I literally see him everywhere. Not like actually him, but like his clone. They're everywhere.
I never noticed that he's one of those people that you could see everywhere.
Like for someone that. Who swears that he's the most unique person in the world.
He looks so generic.
He is the most generic. But
in, like, the hipster way?
Yes.
In, like, the hipster, like, right. Oh, my gosh. What's his ideal type?
His ideal type is secrets someone.
What?
Hyosung? Because he loves her smile. Oh. So he just has a crush
on her. He has a crush on her. He's just like, her.
I want her.
It's her or no one else. It's her or no one. Bye.
Hongbin is no one. I can't think of anyone.
Is there any defining features? Any at all?
And there's nothing really in here that says anything about him, which makes me angry because I'm just
Can you go to the extended one?
Yeah, I went there.
Oh.
There was nothing.
Oh no.
Which is weird.
That's...
Other than his acting.
So he's a Jin. Except well, Jin, at least with Jin, he's like, oh, he cooks. Oh, he does this. He doesn't even cook.
Decided to become a singer after watching a non-celebrity perform at a singing competition. After he auditioned and joined a company, he ended up debuting in the same group as that non-celebrity. It was Ken! So he was inspired by Ken!
Oh, that's so sweet! Oh, I'm so happy about that. Oh, that's so sweet. I know there's somebody in this group that can cook. I think it's In that can cook, and then there's two people specifically that suck. And one of them's Hyuk. I don't know which one the other one is. If y'all know, please leave the comment.
I think it might be Hongbin. I feel like I remember seeing some
But there's another thumbnail. One. There's someone else that sucks at cooking. Like, they tried their own food, and they're like, this is gross. That's so sweet. If we can figure out who Ken is, we can get Hongbin, because
yeah,
whoever inspires Hongbin. That would be whoever inspires them.
Yeah.
So we could just do it based off that.
So we have Ravi, we have N.
We have Ravi and N, and then we're gonna go back for Leo and Ken, and once we get Ken, we can get Hongbin. So okay. Hyuk. So Hyuk is evil. He's an evil boy. He used to be a sweet, sweet baby. He's the youngest. He's the maknae. He's a lead dancer. He used to be the sweet maknae, but all of a sudden he is not now. Leo used to bully the heck out of him, but now the tables have turned and he bullies the heck out of Leo, like, so hardcore. And he does covers of songs in his free time. Just of random songs, like American songs, Korean songs.
He hates cheese. Canceled.
Canceled. Hates cheese. Already gone.
Let's see.
So I feel like we could get him if he doesn't have a defining feature.
Once attended a cosplay event together with his cousin, and he...
Me. And he who? And he
was,
what?
He was...
Who was he? Don't make fun of my cosplay brethren.
I just think about it.
No! It makes sense. It makes sense. Naruto. That's such a... It makes sense. That's such a mood. That makes so much sense.
Okay. Ew, his favorite artists are Justin Bieber. That's unfortunate. Okay. He has a doll that he named Leo. But he received the doll from his teacher.
And he
foreshadowing.
He bullies the crap out of this guy.
If he were a girl, he'd go out with Hongbin.
Oh.
Used to be very awkward around Leo and used to be afraid of calling him Hyung.
Yeah, he used to be scared of Leo because Leo would go around and bully him, but now it has turned.
He's close to Jimin.
Makes sense. That makes too much sense.
Why did I think of... Ooh, this is... Disregard. Why did I... think about the other cancer in our life. Right. And close with Jimin.
Yeah.
Think about who we casted as Jimin.
Yeah.
Why does that low-key kind of make sense?
Oh my god. Yeah, you're right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. We might have casted this person, but we're not gonna say.
Yeah.
Do
you want a follow-up person to cast? Just so that we can say that name out loud.
Yeah.
I love how this sounds like such a freaking conspiracy.
Conspiracies. Who are they talking about in their friend group?
You'll never know. We don't have that. Let's see.
There's a lot of cancers in our lives.
I mean, it is unfortunate. Screw water signs, but...
Yeah. Let's see.
His hobby is reading.
What's his ideal type?
Ideal type. Sisters Dasum. So another girl! He just has another girl.
Yeah, it's her or no one. So, hold on, let me put this. So, in is Gwen.
Yes.
Gwen. We don't have Leo yet.
Don't have Leo.
We don't have, what's his face? Ken. We don't have Ken yet. Ravi is Jordan.
Yes.
Out of all of these, who would be Brett?
Brett.
Let's just go for that.
Let's see. Not, I don't think Brett, no, Brett's not Ken.
Leo. He was shy, now he's not, and he does musicals. He would have done the musicals if he wanted to, if he went out and did them.
Ambidextrous. Let's see. Touch and sketch. That just sounds like... Yeah. He wouldn't go out with any of the members if he was a girl. Extremely embarrassed if he's complimented. He's Brett.
Yeah, it's Brett. Alright. So, we've got three of them now, so we just need... We need to cast ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
So, we have Ken, Hongbin, and Hyuk. Which means that one of us is Ken and one of us is Hongbin at basically this point. So which one do you think would be... Ken is the one that does the original soundtracks. He's funny when he's angry. He yells and he's like, oh, haha, cute. I can do cute.
Who's and funnier?
I think he did musicals.
Who's funnier when they're angry?
Oh, man. I don't get angry a lot.
How do I get when I'm angry? That's a question.
You just get silent, so you're not really... I feel like I get frustrated a whole lot. And whenever you get angry, you get, you kind of just, like, pull back from it. Whereas whenever I'm frustrated, nobody takes me seriously. Ever. Because I'm, like, 5'4". And everybody's like, aw, cute. And I'm like, shut up or I'm going to punch you in the face. I don't really get, like, actually angry.
Doesn't like to do cute things. Acted in dramas. If you were a girl, go out with Ken. I feel like mellow me, just usual me, I would be Hongbin.
Okay. So... You're
calm. Aha, I'm the pretty one! I forgot.
Well, I'm the pretty one in BTS, so
Wait, I'm a Libra. Oh, it's whatever. Oh, my sister sign. That's interesting.
What am I?
You're Ken, then.
Yeah, but, like, what is Ken?
Ken is... Ken does things. Ken's the Aries!
Actually, I took a quiz and it said which zodiac sign, like, are you, like, would you, you know? And I got Aries, which was very funny. Oh my gosh, that just means that the Cancer for Hyuk just makes more sense. Wow, yeah. Like that, yes. Oh no. Okay, we gotta cast it!
Anyways.
So, the ones that we can tell you. N is our friend Gwen. She's the mom friend. She is, she's pretty great. She was our, kind of like our mentor type whenever we went into drama club, and she took care of us.
She was the first friend I made and the first one to make me feel welcomed.
She was very great. I love her. Leo is our friend Brett. Brett is an anomaly. he animates. He does a lot of stuff. He might be working on us with a project in the future. You never know. He likes video games. He plays Overwatch. He's one of those geeks. And his hair is very nice. Ken is me. Hiya. If you don't know about me already, go back and see episode one. Ravi is our friend Jordan. He's a dad. He's literally just a father. Coffee every day, all the time.
No, I don't think has he told you how the woman at the coffee shop at college literally knows his order? Like, he walks up to the counter and she's like, I got you, babe.
I'm not surprised. He's addicted. He is absolutely addicted. He played Gaston in our Beauty and the Beast musical. He's a ginger, by the way. There you go. You're welcome. He played Gaston in our musical, and every single time whenever we did our the final week, the week of Hell Week, he would bring in this like 2-liter bottle of just cold brew coffee and drink the whole thing in within that 2-hour practice. The whole thing.
Every time I go to his dorm, he's like, do you want tea or coffee? And I'm like, tea.
Can I interest you in some tea or coffee? I always have tea. It's not that I don't like coffee, I just prefer tea.
He doesn't have sugar, and so I'm like, give him tea.
Oh, gross. Of course he doesn't. Hongbin is Michaela. Hi.
I'm pretty.
Hyuk is this person that we know.
Wow.
This person that's a Cancer that we know. And it makes a lot of sense.
So, here we go. Now that I know who all of our friends are and who we are in this group, I can now hopefully pinpoint them accurately. So, moving on. All right, friend. Have questions.
Ooh, questions that I may be able to answer.
I feel like you can, because they're mostly opinion-based questions, ooh, but I still want to know your opinion on them.
Okay.
I have ideas, but nothing solid.
All right.
I'm going to bring, because it seems to me, right, mm-hmm, that we're relating, closely to BTS when it comes to VIX.
Yes.
Like, they're not the same.
Not at all.
They're similar in our interest.
They're similar in my head because BTS is the only other... I've been into K-pop for 4 years on and off. And BTS is the only K-pop group that I have officially 100% invested myself in. And so the reason why that I am relating them to BTS is because this is a band that I believe that I can get 100% invested in, like BTS. In my head, that doesn't mean, like, I don't relate them as far as, like, what they do closely to BTS, because they're not the same. At all. But that's why, because I don't really have anybody else to relate them to.
If that's the case, right? Because I listened to their music. I didn't get to all of their albums. I got to Eau de Vix, I did Shangri-La, and then I did Chained Up. I listened to those three albums, so I haven't listened to all of them, but for me, Eau de Vix is my favorite album.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, that's mine too.
Mostly because they just remind me of another band that I listen to called Years and Years. You should listen to Years and Years. Go listen to Years and Years. I love Ollie. But that sound in that album relates closely to that band.
Yeah.
But musically, whose music do you prefer, VIX or BTS?
Oh my god. Oh, geez. Okay, so prefer? Like, I don't... BTS right now is my favorite band. Like, it has taken over the title of my previous favorite band. I've only ever had two favorite bands. And BTS is the one that is my favorite band right now. I don't know if I necessarily have a preference yet, considering the fact, like, it wouldn't, I don't know, I feel like it wouldn't really be fair for me to make up my mind on that, because I've been, like, hardcore listening to BTS for, like, months and months now, and I've listened to them for 3 days, so I haven't had the chance to get to, like, all of their songs and all that, but, I like their concepts better.
I do too.
Than BTS. Here's a little fun fact that I forgot to mention before, but whenever they first debuted, they came out with a concept, and I don't know what that concept is. Bear with me. But they came out with a concept, and it sucked. Like, it went poorly. Like, nobody was on board. Everybody was just like, oh, gross. So they're like, oh, crap. All right, let's do this concept. So they did another concept. And, because that first concept was the concept that they were going to roll with for their whole entire, like, career, basically, almost, is they were going to run with that concept, but it didn't work. So they're like, okay, we got to change up concepts. Let's do this concept. So they did that, and it still didn't work. So they're like, oh my gosh, okay, let's try again. Let's do this concept. So they finally did another concept, and it worked. It wasn't well received, like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever, but it worked. I believe that because of that, that's why they do all these different concepts. Because they don't want to, like, because they're creative. And I feel like they would have started doing all these different concepts, but originally they were only going to do that one, like, at the beginning. But because it didn't work, they're like, let's do more. And that kind of got them into a mindset of, like, we can do a bunch of different concepts. We can do that. And we can go on different things, and if it doesn't work, that's fine. We still have this concept. Let's just be creatively awesome, right? And that's a thing that I like about them, that they have this, they do all these different concepts, and they're not really afraid to just be like, oh, we're switching it up this time. Concept number 3000.
And that it's not, like, they're weird concepts.
Yeah, like, they're not just run-of-the-mill, like, oh, we're doing this exact same concept that everybody else does. There are a bunch of weird and interesting things that I'm like, I never would have gotten into if they hadn't have done it. And that's why they are called the Concept Kings.
Because to me, right, I was thinking about it. And I also still share, like, the same mindset of you have of, like, I've only listened to this band for, like, 3 days. So, like, it's not fair to compare. But I kind of make up judgments in my head just off bat, and then as I start listening to them more, then I, like, start to switch them, because that's what I did with BTS, because my first song that I listened to from them was DNA, and if you just go off of DNA, and then you go back to, like, their later albums, and you get to, like, Dark and Wild, it's a drastic change.
See, that's what the concept that didn't work, or that was, like, okay, that was tolerable, was, like, their Dark and Wild stage. Like, Vix, like, in the early stages, was something else. Like, they, like, the whole, like, really, like, punk bad boy thing that they're really trying, like, and they try too hard, is awful. And it's really, really, I have no words. It's just...
So for me, right, when I'm thinking about it, whose music do I prefer? It depends. And it depends on this, right? BTS has never failed to give me different sounds. Like, yeah. Love Yourself Tear was just, like, a mishmash of different genres, but it was still cohesive. And so whenever I listen to BTS, I can basically just be assured of this is going to be a different sound every time. Even from song to song, it's different.
Yeah.
When I listen to VIX, I get a vibe from VIX.
Yeah.
It's like I'm going out on the town, and I'm going to go out with my friends. I'm going to head to a club or just do things like that. Whereas with BTS, it's just like, oh, I have a different song for every occasion. Yeah.
Like, with BTS, they have a bunch of different songs. They have a bunch of different, like, what you said about that. And as far as their concepts go, they're, like, they're similar. Because they're doing a cohesive story throughout all their stuff. So it kind of has to be a little bit similar because of that. And I like it. Like, that's cool. But Fix is on the other end of the spectrum, exactly. where all their concepts are completely different and out there and wild, but their sound sounds the same.
And part of me is debating which one I like more in terms of concepts, because I think I prefer Vix, because I prefer the freedom that they give themselves by being able to be like, we have this concept, and in this concept, we can have a set storyline, but we can start and end that storyline, and then we can move on to something else. With BTS, it's fun to make up these theories and things like that, and most of the times, well, I can't say most of the times, because the whole Butterfly era was, contingent upon that storyline, like, with Run and everything else. But sometimes, with, like, DNA or Idol or Save Me, they'll have music videos that can stand on their own. But part of me kind of wishes, and I think they're ending the storyline, hopefully, maybe, but I want them to end it. Because it's fun, and I enjoy it, and it's creative, and it's innovative in and of itself, but...
I want to see something new.
And what I don't want to happen is that the world becomes too convoluted. Because that's how I feel with Luna sometimes. It's a bunch of different pieces, moving pieces coming together and stuff like that. And the idea of, like, announcing a member a month, that was fun. But the entire world of Luna is too much, in my opinion. And so what I feel like might happen is BTS is going to keep doing this storyline type thing, and it's going to become too much. And with VIX, you never have to worry about it becoming too much, because they know how to start and end something.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I prefer VIX's concepts over BTS's storyline.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then musically, VIX... I'd put a VIX song on my sex playlist.
You did, or you would?
No, I would. I'm debating. I have not put a K-pop song on my sex playlist.
Like, just imagine, just, you're in the middle, and then that comes on, and he's like, babe? And you're like, yes. Yeah.
I mean...
Did you need something?
What are they saying?
Funnily enough, it's Namjoon, and he's like, that's not our
that's
song.
That's Taehyung. Because the only BTS song I would ever put on that playlist is Singularity, because that's the only... I mean, I thought about putting Silver Spoon on there, but I was just like, this is about social change. But that was because I kept thinking of the choreography. I'm just like, they're hip thrusting to a song about social change and stigmas. That doesn't feel right.
Hey, speaking of stigma.
But Singularity would be the only song I would put on there.
Yeah.
But VIX
has a whole album that you could choose from.
I'm going to show you the lyrics after this podcast, because that was another thing that I knew that I would like VIX music about, was because as soon as Odd Sense came on, I was like, I need the lyrics for this. This sounds great. And that was a good sign when it came to VIX and their music. I like VIX's music. I like it a whole lot.
Yeah.
I, in my opinion, think it's on par with BTS. They're different, but just the way that they're able to craft lyrics, the way that they're able to come up with these ideas creatively, the way that they're able to execute these songs vocally.
And I think one of the reasons why they, BTS and VIX alike, why they sound so, like, their songs are so good is because they have a, no, it's because, I got a text message. It's because they have a, the inside, because they write their songs.
Yes.
Like, they do that. Whereas, like, if you see other bands, like, yeah, the songs may be good from the other bands, because they are, but they don't have as much of a connection with those songs as BTS does with their songs, as VIX does with their songs, because they are a part of the creative process. Like, they hold that song. If you've ever written a song, or wrote a song, or whatever the correct grammar is.
You know what we want.
Or if you've ever just created something, like, you see it and you look at it and you have, like, a bond with it. You're like, that's something that I made. Even if it's bad, you're like, that's something I've made, and that's something that I can, like, relate to, because it's something that came from you. So it has your feelings in it. Yeah. It has whatever, like, you're feeling in that thing. So I think that's why they can, like, really take the songs that they have and, like, go with them and, like, make them into their own thing and make them into their own styles and make them so good, is because they put themselves in the songs so they can get back, like, what they've put into it, and they can push it out into the world, as opposed to, like, having songs that are already pre-written by somebody else and you have it and you're like, okay, now I'm gonna have to get myself into the vibe. I'm gonna have to get myself into the vibe whenever they're already in it, so they can spend more time, like, fine-tuning the song and making it even better.
Do you think, and this is just something that crossed my mind, that their concepts are going to get in the way of that? Like, people are going, because they have the title of Concept Kings, but I'm wondering if people actually listen to the their songs. Music.
That's another thing that I was thinking about, because their thing is the Concept Kings, which is a good thing to be noticed about. But also, thinking about it, I have never heard of them up until this point. And they've been around for years. And I've been a part of the K-pop community for years. And I'd never heard of them, ever. So, and that kind of, like, weirds me out, like, in a sense. Because it's like, how have I never heard of them? Are concepts as important as catchy songs in the K-pop community?
I mean, it's, for girl groups, yes, and here's why. Because when it comes to girl groups, and this ties into the kind of sexism that surrounds the K-pop industry, guys, like, boy bands can do the same concepts over and over and over and over again, and they can recycle them throughout, and everyone be like, oh my god, Kings, right?
Yeah.
And they'll just go, and they'll take it, and they'll run with it at face value. When it comes to girl groups, every little concept that they do is scrutinized.
Yeah.
So you have the sexy concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the cutesy concepts. And those are basically all that girl groups are known for. So girl groups, I feel like, are trying to break out of the mold. Because I know there's one music video that I need to watch with you, and it's by Dreamcatcher. And I'm looking at, like, the GIFs from it. I'm like, this looks visually stunning, right? But I don't know if anyone's talking about the song or if they're just going to talk about the concept because it looks so visually stunning. Because girl groups rely upon their concept, no matter how basic it is, no matter if it's just sexy or the cutesy one, like Red Velvet, for instance, right?
That's literally their defining thing. Yeah. Here's the cute song, and now here's the sexy song,
yeah.
Red and Velvet.
And the thing is that I'm personally going to put it out there, like, I prefer their Velvet songs over their Red songs. Like, I prefer, like, their Bad Boy and Peekaboo over Power Up. I mean, Russian Roulette is a bop, though, so yeah. I'll give them that. But their concept is a part of their group, but their concept is also something that they hinge upon. Blackpink! You don't really think about Blackpink in terms of music. You think about Blackpink in the way that they look.
That's true.
Twice. You think about Twice's cutesy concept. You don't really think about their songs.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is that you start to think more about their, what they look like, what they present on screen, and things like that, rather than their music, really.
Well, if you take it in the other way, like in the opposite way, to the boys' side, they do the same thing. Like, not nearly as bad, because, as far as, I'm not going to use BTS as an example because they don't fit, because they're just BTS. But, like, with VIX, for example, who knows if people are listening to their songs or not. What they care about is, oh, Concept Kings,
yeah.
And also, wow, visually great.
Yeah.
Look at them go. They're so hot. They're so awesome. So are they even paying attention to the songs? And that's something to think about with them, considering that Ravi and Ken and Leo and whoever is writing their songs are just putting all of themselves into it. is anybody even caring about it? Is anybody even really listening about it? Or are they just thinking about the concepts and just thinking about, oh, they look so cool in this concept, or, oh, this looks cool in this concept. Oh, this song fits with this concept. So it's kind of like it's two sides of the same coin because they're both treated like that's how you think, but they're not treated in the same way. Like, you, because for both sides, for both the girls and the boys, you're like, oh, concepts and visuals. But, like, they're treated in that different way because they're like, oh, wow, any concept would look good with them because they're awesome. Oh, girls, cute or sexy, which one do you want? So it's kind of like, do they really ever pay attention to songs? So that gives me a question of, do K-pop music videos, like, boost or hurt what they're doing?
So, K-pop music videos, off of, from the research that I was doing when I was putting together that one YouTube video I did, it's based in late capitalism, like, that philosophy. And basically, it's the idea, because you know how all K-pop videos are known for being super bright and super, there's a lot going on, and there's, like, high production value and everything else. I feel like the music videos were crafted to be this heightened sense of luxury and everything
else.
And
then the song at that point is just in the background. Yeah. Because it's like, look at that.
Yeah, but I think the defining characteristic of K-pop, when it comes down to business and everything else, is how it looks. I don't think it was marketed to necessarily be a sound, because K-pop pulls influences from everywhere. Mm-hmm. K-pop isn't something that is, it's just K-pop. And pop music in general is just popular music. And what pop music does is it pulls from popular sounds at the moment. So pop music for a while in 2015, when Drake came out with Views, it was the Caribbean sound. It was the dance hall beat and everything else. That isn't pop music, but that's what pop music chose to pull from. So, to me, K-pop is contingent upon the aesthetics rather than the actual sound of something, which is kind of, I think, why they do certain things that they do, why concepts even really exist like they do, why they place such a very high importance on the visuals, and why there's even a visual of the group.
That's true.
Like, the K-pop from the beginning to me, well, not from the beginning, because it started with Soteji and the boys, and it was literally counterculture. But as soon as they figured out a way to market it, they did everything that they could to market something, and the way you market music is by the person and the visual aesthetic of that thing. So, I feel like the way that they crafted K-pop is hinged upon the visuals of K-pop. Because there's a reason why they force these idols to become as skinny as they are. There's a reason why they want these idols to get plastic surgery to look a certain type in a way.
Why they want them to change their hair.
Why they want you to bleach your skin. Why you want that kind of stuff. Why there's a visual of the group. It's based off of aesthetics. And I feel like what these artists also want to do, though, is to make music.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that by having to become an idol I don't want to say the easiest way, but it's just not even the most convenient, just the most for sure way to be able to become an artist and a successful artist and do what they want to do. That's the reason why they have big three companies, is because they know if I go to JYP, if I make it into a group, I'm going to have funding. If I make it to SM, I'm going to have funding to have good music videos or have funding to have good outfits and things like that.
Yeah.
So I feel like the artists want you to listen to their music, because that's why they became artists in the first place. That's why they became trainees in the first place.
The companies want you to see everything.
The companies want to make money.
Yeah.
So the company is going to appeal to a viewer's visual appetite in order to market that group. And then maybe they like the music, maybe they don't. But at the end of the day, they think that member's hot. And so they're going to spend money to get merch because they think that member's hot. Or they relate to that member visually.
And that's why they do all the like, the shows with them and stuff. Because it's like, if you get to know this member, you're going to buy more stuff because you're going to be like, wow, relatable.
So, it's a business. K-pop, at the end of the day, is a business. And so they're going to run it like a business. And by running it like a business, you lose that sense of authenticity in the music because you start to focus on, oh, I like that outfit, or oh, they lost weight, or oh, he's hot, or oh, she's cute.
Which is why that bands that have members that help write the music are so, like, cool, in my opinion, like, in K-pop, like, in the K-pop industry, because there's not a lot of idols like that.
So, I don't think that K-pop is inherently superficial. I think that the marketing of K-pop is superficial, mm-hmm. and I feel like that marketing has leaked into fandom at times. Because I know that people like bands for music. I know that a large amount of K-pop listeners probably like the bands for the music, but I also know that it would be dumb of me to assume that everyone's there to listen to the music, because that's just simply not the case, especially with the way that they market groups.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't think I have it. That was a long...
Yeah, that was... I was into topics.
Yeah, I bet you thought I was gonna ask you, what's Leo's favorite color? But nah, I wanted to see what you thought about those types of opinions and stuff like that. But yeah, so, wow, you spent more than 10 minutes on that. Whoops. So I guess we're moving on.
Moving on.
Alrighty, now that all that existential crisis talk is done.
Woo!
Game! So, we found some VIX quizzes online, and me and Maddie are going to take them together, and we're going to see what our results are. So, the first one we have up is, which member of VIX are you more like?
Let's see if our casting choices were correct.
Or maybe. Right. Pick one that describes you.
So, pick one that describes you. Talkative, funny, charming, playful, chill, or shy? Oh, geez.
I'm not playful.
No. I guess I'm chill. I've been told that I'm very funny.
I have not.
I don't know. I'd like to think that I'm funny. But I'm not shy. I'm only talkative if it's with my friends. I'm not charmy.
I'm chill. I would lock in my
I'll
answer.
Say I'm funny.
Okay.
Alright, next one.
What's one thing you like to do? Dance, sing, photography, mess around with my friends, write music / lyrics, listen to music. Anyways, I'm done.
Mess around with my friends or listen to music, because those are my two. Mess around with my friends.
And I'm write music.
Pick another thing that you like to do. Pick another thing, because you can't just have one. Read, draw, film videos.
Film videos.
Cosplay.
Oh, wait!
Sleep and play sports. No. Oh, geez. What do I do? Because I draw sometimes, but it's not like a... I don't cosplay. Contrary to popular belief, I actually don't cosplay. I've cosplayed, like, twice in my life, and neither of them were great.
My reader
sleep. I like to sleep, but I'm not that person that's like, oh, man, I like to sleep. And I don't read that much.
You need to read.
I mean, I read. I used to read a lot.
Would you count the reading that I do for all those philosophy...
Do you like to read those?
Yeah.
Sure, then. I'll pick draw.
Yeah, I like reading. Okay.
Right.
Which date is closest to your birthday? June 30th, April 6th? September 29th, July 5th, February 15th, or November 10th?
There I am. November 10th.
April 6th. All right.
All right. What do you look for in a girl? What do we look for in a girl? Kind, graceful, and innocent? No. I don't really have a type, but someone who has a lot of... How do you say that?
Agio.
Yeah, that one. Pretty, sensible, has a pretty voice and a pretty smile. Cute, feminine, and older than me. Older than me. has a sense of awareness, has proper thoughts, pretty and wise. Smart, has a good first impression, feminine. I don't know if I like the innocent type.
Pretty, sensible, has a pretty voice and a pretty smile. There's mine.
Sensible? Okay. Has a sense of awareness. You know what? We like that. All right.
Pick another word that describes you.
Gosh, another one?
Excitable, confident, friendly, witty, straightforward, or quiet.
Oh, I'm excitable.
I'm straightforward, right?
Yes.
Okay, great.
All right. Submit answers. Wow, that was quick.
Load.
Please load.
Ahaha!
Mine still hasn't.
Ahaha!
Shush. Okay. Ahaha! Gosh, who are you?
I'm Robbie.
I'm Ken! We got one of them right, bitches!
Wow.
It doesn't even have a grandpa. What?
What?
Oh, sign in to view the entire personality description. Mine just says main vocals and grandpa question mark.
Mine just said rapper.
I guess I'm a grandpa?
Rapper and the big brother.
I'm a grandpa. We did it. Wow, look at us go.
Sorry, Jordan.
Sorry,
I just took
Jordan.
Your throne.
You just kind of suck. It's okay. Well, then. I'm not surprised. I'm just... Oh my gosh. I'm
Is he the middle right. child again?
Yes.
Why am I... God. You know what?
As she yells. I mean, technically you're Hongbin, which yeah. means that you're, like, the lower middle child. So that's even worse.
It's fine.
I'm Ken. I'm the upper middle child.
You know what? Screw you. It's great.
I'm the third oldest.
Must be Wait. Nice to be old. Can't relate.
All right.
Shut up, laptop.
Me. All right, we need to find another one. Bose ourselves.
Alrighty. Okay, great. Next quiz.
Our next quiz is, you know what? You say it because it's not showing up.
Great. Which VIX member is your soulmate? Because screw boyfriends.
We need that soul bond. All right, so which Sailor Scout are you? Neither of us has seen Sailor Moon. There we go. All right, so we're going to go very, astrology on this mess, and I'm just gonna say my planet Jupiter.
Mars.
Okay, if it would click on it, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Why wouldn't it look? Oh, I got it. Okay.
Wow.
Your turn.
If you could date a male lead, he'd be from which K-drama?
I don't watch a lot of K-dramas.
Oh, mine is on here, though.
I've
okay.
seen Boys Over Flowers, but that's a really bad one. Like, as far as, like, boyfriends go,
One day I'm going to tell them the story of how I got 2 minutes. I don't even think it was 2 minutes. I think it was a minute and 30 seconds into Boys Over Flowers, and I shut it off.
Isn't that the one that, like, starts off with that kid almost jumping off the building?
Yes!
Yes, okay, so all those guys are trash. Like, I know that they, like, paint them as good guys later, but they're all trash, so I can't pick that one.
Mine is Reply 1994.
Okay, then I'm gonna pick that one because I think that you, because I don't know any of the other ones, and I refuse to pick Boys Over Flowers.
All right.
If you could date a female lead, she'd be from which K-drama? Heirs, Reply 1994, Descendants of the Sun, The Greatest Love, You Who Came from the Stars, Boys Over... I'm gonna pick the Boys Over Flowers girl, because she deserves so much more.
She'll save you from jumping off a roof, so I guess I'll pick her too.
I just need to save her from those boys.
Oh, I would not date anyone from Reply 1994 in terms of girls, because they remind me too much of myself and I hate myself. Which electronic device is your favorite? Music player, television, radio, smartwatch, game console, or tablet?
Stupid music player. Next.
I mean, same.
Which superhero would you like to be reborn as? Green Arrow, Wonder Woman, Deadpool, The Flash, Hulk, and Hawkeye. Really? Really? You're not going to put Iron Man or Captain America or Spider-Man?
Any of the good ones?
Okay. Any of the good ones? Which superhero would you like to be reborn
as?
Okay,
yes.
So not one that I would be, just one I would like to be.
Not the Hulk.
No, definitely not. Not Deadpool. Not Hawkeye. I guess The Flash. I guess.
I'll take Wonder Woman.
Great.
Okay. You see a stray kitty. You awkwardly walk by and worry about it for the rest of the day. Or try to play with it, or adopt it until you can find another home for it, feed it when no one's looking, call in rescue services, or compete to see who has more egg yolk. Because I'm definitely just gonna...
I'm gonna compete with a stray cat. I'm gonna feed it. I'm gonna feed him.
I'm just gonna...
Awkwardly walk by.
Exactly.
What does this have to do with... You know what? Whatever. Oh, we got our...
Who's yours?
Who's yours?
Mine's in.
Mine's Leo. Ah! Wow. Your soulmate is none other than the mysterious Leo.
Wow.
You're attracted to him.
You're attracted to him.
Commit. Because he is quiet with a mysterious aura that makes you want to get to know him better.
Does Leo look like a serial killer? Does Robbie look like a serial killer?
Kind of. Like, he's intimidating. So like, I wouldn't say he looks like one, but his presence might give off one. You said he was like a younger Monster Woo.
Yeah.
Monster Woo. You likewise have a lot of depth to your soul, so the two of you, once you are comfortable enough with each other to open up, will engage in deep, meaningful conversations about life.
Will! You have no choice!
No, you won't.
And it's gonna be... He's very leaderly and caring, knowing how to take care of everybody, so he'll be the perfect hubby to you and the perfect father to your non-existent children, because... Ew.
It just said soulmate. It didn't say marriage.
Yeah, I didn't sign up for that.
I know.
Sometimes he can get a bit full of himself, but you find it endearing. Shut up! Endearing! Shut up!
I didn't have any negatives.
Because you know he's just being silly. With the two of you having a gentle motherly nature. Since when?
Ew, gross.
Do I have a gentle motherly nature?
I wouldn't say gentle, but you have some sort of motherly nature.
I guess you could take care of a child, maybe.
Wow. I want to do one more with you.
Okay,
I want to do one more with you, and that one is the quiz. Which Vix member's ideal type are you the closest to?
Ooh, I kind of wanted to suggest that as the first one, but then I didn't want to do it because I was like, I don't want to get my feelings hurt.
It's by K-pop map.
Okay, which Vix member?
Do-do-do-do-do. Listen to a stalling, stalling. Stalin, Joseph Stalin.
Okay, but I had to do like a little assignment in social media writing, and I had to look up a hashtag, and one of them was about 1917, like the Russian Revolution, and it's pretty interesting.
Oh, yay, we love interesting things. Next, have you got it?
No, because I paused to talk to you.
Wow. Wow.
You know, what, K-pop map?
Yeah, K-pop
okay,
map.
Okay, I got it.
All right, would you like to read the first question?
As soon as my phone loads.
Oh, then I'll read the first question. Which height would you like your boyfriend to have?
Which one's the tallest?
180 centimeters, 181 centimeters, 182 centimeters, 183 centimeters, or 185 centimeters?
180...
What does this mean in inches and feet?
Okay, so 181 is 5'11/6 foot. And then everything
after that.
I'm
doing 180 because tall people scare me.
Well, 185, because it most definitely does matter. Anyways. Let's see. No, click on it. Is it one? Okay, great.
Next.
Choose your favorite food. Chocolate. Anything. Spaghetti.
I wonder who the anything is.
Just a lot.
Just a lot.
Meat.
Meat. I wouldn't say anything, and I wouldn't say none of these.
Just a lot, because screw spaghetti.
I'll say chocolate. Which year would you like your boyfriend to be born in? What? How does this fit their ideal types? How am I, like,
yeah.
These should be questions about us.
Yes.
Not about the, okay. Which year would you like your boyfriend to be born in? 1990, 1992, 1993, or 1995?
95.
Yeah, that's closest. Or it doesn't matter. That was also a question.
It does
whatever.
Matter. From experience. All right. What is what is your hobby?
I thought that said eating candles.
No, like, better. Making candles. Eating. Taking pictures.
Sport.
Just sports.
Just sport. I love sport.
Reading. Or dancing.
Is eating anyone's hobby?
Mukbangs.
Oh my god, you're right. Wow. I've gotten into those recently.
As you should.
But have just, you... like, just the crab ones? Like, the ones where they eat the huge crabs?
Okay, but have you seen Trisha Paytas?
Oh dear god.
Please.
We don't talk.
I need you. No, because she did a whole BTS haul while she
did
was doing
she
number
really?
One.
Oh my gosh, literally the only thing I've seen from her, like, recently was their her whole, oh my gosh, we broke up, oh my gosh, we broke up, oh, we made up, no, we're broken up again, oh, screw you. No,
you should watch her mukbangs. Those are my favorite things to watch.
I mean, she's pretty... great.
Anyways.
Favorite hobby?
Dancing or reading?
I guess it is eating for me. I don't even eat that much, but compared to all of these, like, I don't do all these a lot. I'd like to say reading, but I don't read a lot. Did you get yours?
Yeah, reading.
Oh. Whoops. What is your favorite color? Black, red, blue, white, or gray? It's purple, you bitch.
Yeah, actually.
But I guess I'll go with my second, which is blue.
Mine's red.
Oh. Wow. Cute. Very Aries of you.
Choose one personality. No! Okay, choose one personality for your boyfriend, but it shouldn't, you know what, whatever. Talkative, friendly, sexy, and cute.
That's two.
Kind, funny, you know, charismatic. Who their bias is. Mine's charismatic. Wait, that's a cult leader. Wait, let me rethink.
Wait, which one of these would be closely associated with maturity?
None, other than maybe kind. Kind is the only one.
I'll say kind, then. Do you like animals? Yes! No, kind of. Kind of.
Does your boyfriend have to be athletic? A must. No need.
But I want an in-between. Because here's the thing. Because they don't have to necessarily play sports or whatever.
I'd rather not.
But I'd like for them to be, like, some sort of, like, taking care of themselves, you know? Like, they don't have to be, like, I'm muscular Larry the Lobster. But, like, I don't know. I kind of want them to... Actually, I don't like muscular dudes. I like very, like, skinny
You like
dudes.
Lanky men.
I like lanky boys. Insane. I love, like, the body type of in, there we go. That's what we got. So I guess no need. But he's athletic. He's a dancer. Ooh, I really like dancers. I really liked. I'm going to say a must just because of dancers.
I don't know. I don't care. See, here's the thing about me and athleticism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to sports. I wouldn't want to go.
If somebody were to play a sport like football or something, I'd be like, no thanks. But if they were an ice skater, or if they were a dancer, or Nathan Chen,
yes, I'd go,
Nathan Chen!
We love our baby.
Johnny Weir. I love Johnny Weir.
I guess
like it depends on the sport. I would go if it was figure skating, if it was dancing, I'd go. Anything else, probably not.
I would. Football games, screw you.
Maybe soccer, maybe, but I don't know.
I guess it's a must.
I guess it's a must. Does your boyfriend have to speak a lot?
Yeah.
Yes. No. Does not matter. I'd like him to speak
to me.
Like, if what's the point of having a boyfriend if you're not talking to your boyfriend?
So anyways.
Yes.
Talk. Do you like to depend on your boyfriend? I don't like to depend.
Depends.
Yes, depends.
I guess it does depend.
Yeah.
Because I don't, like, I'd like to depend on them if I need to. Like, if it's like, oh, I'm feeling bad. Like, I'd like to depend on them to help me feel better. But, like, if I'm doing something on my own, like, I don't want to depend on them.
I just want emotional support and someone to, like, open up pickle jars because I don't have upper body strength.
Yeah. What is the closest description of you? Kind and wise, sweet, independent, cute, smart, sexy.
Independent?
Yeah. Like, I'm none of these, but independent. Oh my gosh! It gives us, like...
percentages! Wow! Results.
Okay, so mine's Leo again.
Mine's... Huck.
Yeah. Everything about that was funny. Like, the fact that it's him is funny, and the fact... Okay, so my first place was... Oh. Never mind, it was Hongbin. Wait, but I'm confused, because Leo...
Those are fan answers.
I thought that was fan... Oh, these are my answers. Whoops, yeah. I'm so stupid. But Leo is so... They're, like, tied.
Hongbin and Leo
are tied for me, and they're tied for you.
Yeah.
So I guess I got Hongbin. Wow, I got the pretty one. You got kind Hongbin, super polite and kind. The boy is also super handsome and tall. But this doesn't matter because it was supposed to be me matching to him, not him matching to me.
Yeah, this feels dumb.
For a date, you will visit the aquarium and eat spaghetti.
Ah!
I hate both of those things.
You've got Huck.
Oh, but he'll take many pretty pictures of me.
Yeah. See, mine is very tall and handsome. Mine's tall too. I do not want to say that word. I'd rather choke.
What's the word?
Daddy? No. No, it's Poppy. Worse.
It's worse. Opa.
Ew. Don't do it. Anyways. Opa. Okay. He'll know how to take care of you and listen to your worries. For dates, you'll go to a book cafe and eat delicious cake, or might also go to the amusement park.
Those are my favorites. Ravi, it was my lowest.
Same.
Wow.
Maybe you're...
maybe we suck.
Maybe your bias is our
biases. I didn't like that one. I wanted it to be like us, like them matching us to them.
Yeah.
Like...
I feel cheated.
I feel cheated too. Like, is there one where it's like not like that? Which type are you? I don't know what to even look up. Which... VIX member ideal type are you? And let's see if there's other ones. That's NCT, you plebs. 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 Gosh. Wow, nope. There. No. Wow. I'm gonna see which one's my best friend then, if that's the case. Which VIX member is your BFF? Is cheating on you. What?
And just like that, we're done.
Which one would be my friend? Which K-pop friendship are you and your BFF?
We should do that.
But
wait.
That opens it up to all K-pop, though.
We should save that one.
Yeah, we'll save that one. Which VIX member would be your friend?
Okay.
And that one's unquoted.
Yeah.
We love quoted.
Quotiv is my childhood. Like, I read so many fan fictions on that website before. It was when it was Quizilla. Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. The first question's already great.
Wait, I'm not there yet.
I know. I just wanted to tell you that the first question's great.
I might believe you.
It's which zodiac sign we are.
Thanks for the spoiler.
You're welcome. I'm the spoiler queen.
Anyways, Aries.
Oh, yeah. Sagittarius.
Okay. What's your favorite sport out of all of these?
Where is it? Where is dancing or artistic gymnastics? Close enough. Or rhythmic gymnastics? Which one? Artistic. There was a bunch of other things, but I forgot to read them. I'm so sorry.
Soccer. I'll pick soccer.
Ooh. What do you do on a free day? Go to art exhibitions? No. Search for new music? Take a nap? Find a new recipe? Watch movies? Play the piano? Write? Go for a walk in the park? Haha, these are fun for you. Play board games? Play pranks? What? Learn to play an instrument? Read? Play video games? Search for a new restaurant? I search for new music.
I write. Okay. What's your favorite color out of these? Navy blue,
Cyan,
red...
Azure.
Peach, purple, yellow, deep greens, fuchsia, crimson, violet, mulberry.
Purple.
Violet.
What is your favorite food out of these? Spaghetti. God. Lobster. Fried chicken. Blackberry. What? Panna cotta?
Yeah.
Blackberry panna cotta?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken bread. What?
Move on.
Russian salad, braised chicken, margarita pizza, blueberry cheesecake, spicy chicken wings, Alfredo pasta, and french fries.
Which book out of these would you read? Where the Red Fern Grows.
Oh, dear God.
All for the Game, The Sleep Room, The Song of Achilles, Infernal Devices, Amazonia, Photo Finish, The Interpretation of Murder, Alice in Wonderland, The Alchemist, The Secret History, A Midsummer Night's Dream. God.
I'm going to say Alice in Wonderland because I really like the Alice in Wonderland aesthetic. I read all of those rip-off stories. Or reimagined, I guess, not
rip-offs. The Secret History because I'm an... edgy kid. All right.
Wow, what an edgy kid. What is your favorite article of clothing? Printed shirts, oversized sweaters, yes. Leather jackets. Denim embroidered jeans, cashmere sweaters, poet shirts. Oh my lord. Poet shirts. Striped t-shirts, chiffon button-ups, hoodies, silk robes, graphic tees, pullovers, oversized sweaters. Haha, the next one's going to be great.
Silk robes.
Ha ha ha.
What Hogwarts house do you belong to?
I'm a Gryffindor, if you couldn't tell. I thought you were a Ravenclaw. Are you a Ravenclaw or
a
Slytherin?
Yeah, I'm a Ravenclaw.
What element do you associate yourself with? Air, water, fire, earth. Fire burning, fire burning.
Fire, alright. Introvert, ambivert, or extrovert?
I'm an extrovert that has social anxiety. Like, is that an option?
Yeah, an extrovert with social anxiety.
Yeah, but that's not the option on here. Would I say amnivert? Or would I just say extrovert?
I mean, but do you get your energy from being around people?
You're right. Extrovert.
Ambivert. Because both.
Who'd you get?
Ravi.
Ravi? It just loves me with Leo. It just really, really loves me with Leo. Every single quiz has been Leo. Wow.
Ravi, the dude's brilliant. He's so passionate and so intensely involved in what he does, and he's so thoughtful, and he cares so much about everyone. It's heartwarming. He's so talented. Boy, does he rap well or what? And he sings well, too. I love how she's just like, oh, going this is cute. Okay, let's see. This one. He would be close to someone who leans more towards the introvert side. Someone who can indulge in and discuss music and producing with. Someone he can talk to about the world.
Whoever did this.
He would like to be friends with a person who's interested in writing and reading books. Someone creative with an open, overflowing imagination. They would be hold into the couch together most of the time, making music and discussing ideas, and they would both recommend new music tracks to each other every other day. He would love it if the person is straightforward and calls him out for his mistakes and would help him move forward. Low-key me!
Like, actually! What can I say? Leo is Leo, really. He is so immensely talented and dramatic, it's hilarious. Not the talented part, obviously. He's such a real person, and as opposed to not. And his love for food needs to be appreciated. It's so real. And the fact that he is always willing to improve is just, well, that. And he's so passionate about what he does. Remember 06-12-13 for one? I don't. And that's beautiful. He's a hamster. A dramatic hamster. Through and through. And he's a charming person who never ceases to amaze with this vocals and his overall personality. Latte, latte, latte. Leo would be comfortable around someone quiet. Not that quiet, though. I am not quiet. Someone who would be able to fill the gaps of silence, but comfortably. They can both be hyper sometimes, and it's really funny when they're high on whatever they're high on. Do we take drugs?
I don't know.
Are we
do
all
you,
taking
friend?
Drugs? We need to send a letter to Leo. He would really love to be friends with someone who's interested in music. Hey, considering he himself loves music, they would practice the piano together, and he would love teasing his friend a lot. Random light hits and kicks behind the knees. Why specifically behind the knees? That
to hurts. Make you fall over.
Oh, he would like to be around someone who doesn't push him too far out of his comfort zone and respects his boundaries a lot. Someone who can understand that he needs alone time sometimes. He would probably love trying new food in different restaurants and cooking ramen together. Specifically ramen. Huh. So I guess our relationship starts out as friendship, and then it turns into soulmates.
Yeah.
Actually, technically, my soulmate is Hongbin.
Ravi are just best friends in the same person.
Yeah, and me and Leo are just me and Leo, I guess. Thanks, Leo.
So because I actually really like the effort that they put into the descriptions, I'm going to shout out the authors, because there's two. So we have Soulless Scythe, and we have Neptune.
This was on Quotive.com, if you want to look it up.
Go look at their quizzes.
Because quizzes are fun sometimes.
Alrighty. That was fun.
That was a fun time. I did enjoy those. I love them so much. I love that we got completely just blindsided by the one, because I thought that we were going to be paired up to them, but they were paired up to us, and that is not what I signed up for. But it's all okay.
Alrighty, kiddos. We're at the end of the podcast. Aww. But before... Shut up.
Okay.
They don't care. They're like, finally! Anyways. Okay. So, we're at the end of the podcast. So, before we go ahead and sign off, we're going to do our song recs of the week. You guys should know how this works. But if you don't, I'll explain it for the umpteenth time. It's fine.
It's literally the third time.
The upteenth time. So, What happens is me and Maddie pick songs that we like. We pick two. The rules are we can pick two K-pop songs, or we can pick one K-pop song and another song from another genre, but we cannot exclude K-pop from our recommendations. So, Maddie?
Oh, I'm going first. I've never had a non-K-pop recommendation. Still don't. So, my two recommendations are Young by Baekhyun and Loco. Very good song. I enjoy it a lot. I was going to recommend it last week, but I had two others that were already up on the list. And Zico's She's a Baby. I love that song. And I just realized I was about to say, I love this new song by Zico. It came out a year ago. I'm so stupid.
Newish song.
Newish song by Zico, but I thought it was an actual, like, genuinely relatively new song. It is not. So, whatever. My point is that it's, like, it's different. It's very, like, sonically, it's very different than what you usually hear. So, I like that one a lot. Take it away, Michaela!
Alrighty! Finally, I have done the impossible, and I have two K-pop songs this week.
Whoa, who would've known?
Even though I feel like I'm cheating because it's not technically K-pop, it's like K-hip-hop, but you know what? It's Korean, so I'm still okay. Alright, so first one up is Checkmate by MXM. I love them so much.
MXM!
They're sweet children, and Checkmate is just so much fun. And they're in suits, so.
I love me some boys in suits.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
And then my second recommendation is You and Me by Yoonmin Rae. I love her. I love her so much. She's considered the queen of rap in Korea. She is amazing, and everyone should go listen to her album, Gemini 2, because she deserves everything, and I want to meet her, and I want to hug her. And I just want to tell her that she's amazing.
I love how you just recommended a whole album.
By the way.
Oh, no.
not my recommendation, but please go listen to Hozier's new EP. Please.
This
please.
Is still
Nina Cried Power.
Recommendation.
Shut up.
These are still. She has recommended three different albums already within
it's
the course of
It's not an album.
EP.
It's an EP.
I'm sorry, two albums.
Five songs.
And an EP.
You.
And another song. So let's just let that sink in.
You're welcome. Anyways.
I guess it's a lot of new music.
Nina Cried Power by Hozier. Okay, great. Awesome. Anyways, moving on. Those are the song recs.
Okay.
You've been blessed.
Blessed. Hallelujah.
I'm keeping that. As always, we are going to go ahead and plug our social medias because we have reached the end of this VIX episode. So, you can follow the podcast's Twitter page at Gaio Girls on Twitter. That's where we post all of the updates and just, you know, regularly schedule, like, programming, schmeal, marketing stuff, whatever. Things that we feed you to get you addicted to make you listen to our podcast.
Ooh, witchcraft.
You're welcome. So that's at Gaio Girls on Twitter. As far as me, moi, Michaela, shut up, I'm trying to be cute. An influencer-y.
Oh, cute. That's why you're not Kim.
Yeah. But you can follow me at @deadpan_K. That's at @deadpan_KAY on Twitter and Instagram. And then you can follow my Tumblr at @deadpan-K there. So, Maddie?
I love how she makes them so, like, different. Every time. Like, just slightly different so that you're just confused enough. Whereas I have, like, pretty much the same things. So if you want to follow my Instagram that, you know, has nothing to do with K-pop, that is maylyn_21, maylyn_21. If you want to follow K-pop-related stuff, I have a Tumblr. And it is called Bringing the Stan. I'm pretty sure you can spell all that. It's...
Wow!
It's not condescending! They would think that's stupid if I just started spelling everything out. That's so dumb.
Oh, okay.
I swear to God, I don't think any of you are stupid. Bringing the Stan It has a J-Hope, a green J-Hope, as the little icon image. And it has just imagines and stuff for BTS. And I also have an amino under the ARMY's amino, and it's the same thing, bringing the stan. It has the same image and everything. And also, if you enjoy us and want to support us and help us, we have a Ko-fi, and we are Gayo Girls on Ko-fi.
Give us money, we're poor.
So unbelievably, unimaginably poor.
I'm in debt. That's what college does to you, kids.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for joining us on this episode of Gayo Girls. We'll be back a week from next week.
Wow, a week from next week. You're you want welcome. Me to give you, like, an exact date? You know, like a professional would? You
and
know,
then
like
you go to a convention and we can't doing? Hold it? Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm gonna let that one slide. So the next one's gonna come out on October 8th.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome too, but I was mainly talking to my co-host here.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, we'll see y'all later.
See ya.